Now it is time for the Rizdahl Marketing Group Adapt or Die Marketing Tip of the Week. As one of Minnesota's oldest ad agencies and a leading new media agency, Rizdahl Marketing Group is in perfect position to harness traditional and social media, public relations, strategic thinking, and award-winning creativity to ensure that their clients make meaningful connections with their customers. Now here are Jennifer Rizdahl and Jim Poole.
Jennifer, I am constantly hearing about social media and that I need to get on it. We've talked about using Twitter and LinkedIn for business. Are there any other social media outlets that stand out in your mind for business? For example, blogs.
The first thing to remember is that social media sites are just tools, not silver bullets, and they need to be part of an integrated marketing plan. Based on your marketing plan, does a blog strategy fit? A great start to determine if it does is to answer these two main questions. What are your overarching marketing objectives? Would participation in other online blogs or creating your own blog help you to achieve these goals? Also, you need to look at your audiences and ask questions like, where do your audiences congregate? How do they like to receive information? Do your audiences consider your brand and/or company an expert in your space? You can answer these questions by profiling your audiences and finding out where they are online, what they do online, who they trust online. I'm going to go back to one of our first discussions on social media. What was the all-important action we must take to determine our social media strategy and where to focus our time and energy?
Listen.
That's right. Listening is the all-important key to success. By listening, you find the answers to these questions, and it will help guide what channels you should leverage. It may be blogging, it may not.
Okay, well, let's assume our customers are on blogs. What can we do to leverage that social network?
Blogs, similar to all social media tools, are all about relationships. The people writing and commenting on blogs are simply that, people. Get involved with their blog by posting comments, asking questions, and showing interest. It's exactly the same as building a relationship offline.
Okay. How do you know if you should participate in other people's blogs or if you should start your own blog or both?
First, you need to find out what makes sense for your business and industry. Think about your goal, your unique topic or expertise, and if you already have a loyal audience that looks to you for advice. Once there's a full understanding of these questions, you can determine if it is better for your company to create its own blog or join in other conversations online.
Jennifer, you talked about being successful with blogs. Now, how would you determine whether or not you were successful?
To be successful at blogging, a company should have a goal, a set of guidelines, a content owner or owners, time set aside for blogging, an editorial calendar, regular posting, and most importantly, measurement to determine if the blog is meeting your objectives.
Okay. Thanks, Jennifer.
Thank you, Jim.
At Rizdahl, they have an ongoing seminar series called Adapt or Die to help businesses understand the new media landscape. To find out more about Rizdahl Marketing Group or to sign up for the Adapt or Die seminar, visit them online at Rizdahl.com or call 651-286-6700. Also, please visit the todaysbusinessradio.com website to listen to podcasts of these Adapt or Die marketing tips.